Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and very pleased to have with us back on the show today, the Dean of Algonquin College's Perth campus, Chris Hand. Chris, welcome back to In Focus.
Thanks, Bob. How are you?
I'm very well. When last we spoke, we decided that we would talk about employment when it comes to the college and really beyond. And for that reason, you wanted us to invite to the conversation the manager of community employment services with your college, and of course that is Lisa Benoit. Lisa, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. It is certainly a hot topic in general, really. Like it used to be, you'd say in Eastern Ontario or in Ontario right now or in the Maritimes or wherever, you know, job markets were heating up. But since the pandemic, we've seen all sorts of different scenarios play out. People who are looking for entry-level jobs, people who are looking for higher pay jobs, And there are employers out there who are seeking employees at almost unprecedented rates. There were a few months ago, things seem to have stabilized a bit according to the job numbers that we've seen. But Chris, you really wanted to start this from sort of a local perspective, but to make sure that people knew that this is a real broad issue that the college deals with.
Yeah, I did, Bob. I know sometimes, you know, people look at the college and they know about our programs, and obviously we do training and people take those programs so that they can go out and get jobs. And that's, you know, that's the sequence. But we also do other kinds of programs in response to needs. So for example, at the Perth campus, over the last, I'd say year and a half or so, we've run some masonry training, shorter term training. Basically, people come in, get the skills that they need in that field to then go and get a job. There's another one called Construction Essentials. Actually, we're running that one right now. It started on Monday of this week. It's a four-week program, provides job seekers with basically skills to get that entry-level position. They'll get some really good skills around applied carpentry, working at heights training, learning about framing, but it's only 4 weeks, right? So then once they finish, they'll go out and get that entry-level job in the summer. And we're running another one, actually. It'll start on May 23rd in Perth. And it's not just construction. We've done some in the healthcare area. As folks may remember, we used to have a personal support worker, Ontario College certificate run at the campus. And unfortunately, that was suspended a little while ago. There's demand for there's employment demand. There's a great need out there for healthcare, but you also need that student demand. I'll call it that learner demand. People willing to take that training. And so a personal support worker accelerated program ran at the campus recently, tuition free. So people can take this program tuition free and then go get an entry level position. And another area, almost every sector, Bob, I have not had this experience before where I get employers calling much more frequently now for almost every sector. And that's always been the case, but it's really the case now. And Lisa lives in this world quite a bit in terms of working with employers and what the labor market sort of looks like. So anybody looking for, I would say, a career change or just interested in what's potentially out there, that's where the community employment services area comes in, because there's job opportunities and they're also much more aware of those employment opportunities.
Lisa, what does it mean when you basically give people no excuse by having programs such as the ones that are being run in Algonquin? Like they can say, well, I don't have the training, but it's right there in their own backyard.
Yeah, and I think sometimes knowledge is power, right? So when you're working, you know, you're not thinking about job search and you're not thinking about programming. And sometimes it's not until you've been, you know, laid off or displaced in some way that you really have to start thinking about those things. And you may not be aware of what's available in your community. You know, Chris is very right. You know, when you think about training, oftentimes people think about, you know, 3-4 year degree type programs. But there has been a really big investment in rapid skills programming, you know, training to provide people with the skills necessary to start in a new occupation. The time really for job seekers is now. If you're considering a career change, if you're contemplating what your next move is, this is really the time that you need to get into an Employment Ontario office, speak with an employment consultant, and find out what your options are.
I noticed too, Chris, that you mentioned entry level, along the way with the training that is there. In many cases, the education is actually done on the job. And you and I've talked in the past where, you know, if you do some basic training and so on, that it could lead to something, say in construction, an apprenticeship. I'll get your comments on that. And then Lisa, if you could as well.
Yeah, I used to, in my former life, I used to work at it was called then the Ministry of Training, Colleges and Universities, and it was the apprenticeship branch that I worked in. And so I worked for years with apprentices and employers, and oftentimes the conversation would turn to, you know, how did you get into this, or what sort of led you to where you are now, or you're considering this as a career? And oftentimes the answer was, well, you know, I'm going to be 3, 4, or 5 years older anyway. It's going to happen. Time is going to move on. I'd like to be at that future point with some sort of credential, some sort of certificate of qualification, and I'm moving on with a career. So, for example, on the Community Employment Services website, just today, there's a position there for a construction laborer. I know of a company in Ottawa where there's 96 job openings, and there's another smaller company with 10. Anyways, you start at these entry-level positions, and then you move from there, and that's the pathway. You know, the laborer position or entry-level position can lead to an apprenticeship or additional on-the-job training, and then it can lead to a credential and a career. And that just, time takes care of it, right? It's just the employers are really good to provide that extra training on the job.
And Lisa, as you comment on this as well, just I wanted to make sure that people notice that you and Chris refer to careers and not jobs. And that is all part of the, you know, the training and then the on the job training, because this is something that's meant to be long term, right?
For sure. And I think employers, I mean, you know, reality is the world is very different. The last 2 years has changed, you know, virtually everything. You know, the job market is definitely at pre-pandemic levels. We were heading into a skilled shortage before we got to the pandemic, and the pandemic really has exacerbated a lot of that. And employers are having to think about hiring and retention very differently, and training plays a very important role in that. So employers are really taking a look at, you know, how do I develop my own pipeline of internal candidates? How do I advance candidates? You know, oftentimes it's easier to retain an employee than it is to try to find and seek out specialized skills in a very tight labor market. So training does play an important role, not only for unemployed job seekers, but for people who are in current companies and in positions now.
And we really want to focus on the fact that this is just beyond Perth, right? It's not just the campus in Perth. You are looking at such a broad scope, aren't you, Lisa?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, to give you an idea, the Eastern Ontario labor market is probably one of the tightest. So, you know, as of March, the unemployment rate was 6.2 in Ontario. In this region, it's 5.4, right? So we're dealing with some additional shortages, I think, in this area that, you know, even surpass some other regions in Ontario. And again, you know, it does challenge employers to think about things a little bit differently. You know, think about hiring, you know, it's time to think about your job postings and what qualifications you're looking for. And same thing with job seekers. It's time to think about, you know, if you're switching careers, you know, there are skills that you have in your past occupation that will transition quite nicely. And there are ways to position that to employers so that it doesn't seem like a tremendous leap when you're looking at career changes. So again, there are opportunities for employers to rethink how they hire, and certainly opportunities for job seekers to really review their own skills and where they're headed in their careers.
Chris, you were nodding your head quite a bit as Lisa was talking there. Would you care to comment?
Yeah, I wanted to point out that employers and job seekers are finding this out. And I think it's being backed up as well by policy. So we can maybe get Lisa, if you want to comment on the changes to what is known as second career and what that opens up opportunities for job seekers to potentially pursue. And then I think it would be good to have just a chat about our own backyard. So our neighbor actually to the campus, 3M, which is our just right next door to us, there's an upcoming job fair on Thursday. And I can tell you that in working in Ottawa, these job fairs that come up, now I work in the construction, it's called the Algonquin Center for Construction Excellence in Ottawa, as well as the Perth campus. And so we work with the Ottawa Construction Association, Greater Ottawa Home Builders Association. There's also our own Lanark County Home Builders Association. And I can tell you that they're very active, more active, just what Lisa was saying, they're more active now in trying to promote careers and just make sure there's really good awareness about the kinds of positions that people can pursue so that we don't always think of these sort of traditional phrases, like a skilled tradesperson, for example, but it might also be a site supervisor or an estimator or a project manager. Or there was a position I was looking at the other day, sounds a bit, it's basically dealing with waste on a site, and some of it is hazardous material. Doesn't it sounds a little scary, but you wear a hazmat suit to deal with some of this stuff potentially, and it's good paying jobs. So there's just so much opportunity out there right now. And I just want to make sure that the listeners know that those opportunities are out there and how to access them. So
Lisa, maybe you can expand on that.
Yeah, for sure. So there are a number of employers that are contacting Employment Ontario centers like ours to post their positions. So what I would say to job seekers is that if your job search is still consisting of sitting at home and Googling postings, you're probably missing out on some opportunities. So to give you an example, this Thursday, April 28th, 3M will actually be at our Community Employment Services location for a hiring event, and it's open to anyone. And again, when we talk about job seekers, we're also talking about students. So, post-secondary students who are back home for the summer, there's a number of summer opportunities. There are full-time production operator positions. So this Thursday from 1:30 to 3:30 at Community Employment Services, 3M will be on site to meet with interested job seekers. And that's just one example. Over the last month, we've had a series of hiring events for employers in this community. And there are a number of employers who have called looking for candidates that we've been able to refer because they've been into our site. So there are ways to just, step back from your computer, walk into an employment office, talk to someone about your skills and your goals and see what's available to you. Chris also mentioned opportunities and, programs like Second Career. The government did announce yesterday the new Better Jobs Ontario program, which is an expansion of the Second Career program. So again, going back to training, this program really provides access to unemployed job seekers to take training to better their position. So again, for some, that may be a career change. For others, it may just be finalizing credentials that they may be missing. So this provides up to $28,000 in tuition and school-related costs for programs that are 52 weeks in length or less. So again, rapid skills programs, one-year programs, there is a tremendous opportunity for job seekers to really look at various programs to help them find work.
It really just goes back to it too. Sorry, Chris, that, if you want a job that pays well, you have to work for it. And like you said, people who just sit at home and search Google or whatever, looking for job postings and so on, that's not going to get a cut. When you don't have a job or you're not happy in a job and want to switch, finding a new job becomes your full-time job, right? So it is, it really speaks volumes to the drive that certain people have. And I take it that Chris is the type of person that will walk through your doors and take advantage of what is being offered through Algonquin College.
Yeah. And it'll also it's that kind of effort will allow people to access what's often called the hidden job market. So yeah. It is a networking kind of thing. It's, you have to have a little bit of comfort level with, just as Lisa said, going out and actually having a conversation with folks and check your resume, and actually Community Employment Services can also help with that. How to have a good resume put together and help with some interview skills and networking skills and all those kinds of things. And I can tell you now, even my own thinking has changed. Like when you join the college, you're focused on programs and running those programs. And there's a fantastic team there that does that. But having Community Employment Services in our mix changes our thinking to I'll call it workforce development strategy and tactics. So if your client is the employer, and it's that you want to see the economy humming, And jobs, transportation, and housing, I always call the big three. But from the job perspective, if we can help with some workforce development strategies and tactics, then that can really help the employers. It helps people get into those entry-level jobs. It can help them then pursue the careers. And then the engine just keeps turning, right? So everybody's doing well because, you know, people are visiting your community. It all kind of goes hand in hand. So that changes our thinking too at the college, workforce development as opposed to just programs.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to invite you both back in probably a couple of months so that we can continue this conversation and see where we are at that point. We are going to have to wrap up very soon here, but Lisa, I just wanted to know if there was anything else that you really wanted our listeners to know today. And you know, when it comes to, it's such an important part of the economy, the workforce itself.
Yeah, for sure. And again, what I will say is it can be overwhelming. So don't go it alone. You know, drop by in your local Employment Ontario office to get that assistance. And I do want to take the opportunity to highlight that even though we're part of the college, Community Employment Services is truly a community service. So if you are 15 looking for your very first job, or if you are 55 and you're facing a career change, this is a place that you can access, you know, at any time. So Community Employment Services is located at 40 Sunset Boulevard, Suite 102, and you can find job postings and events online at cesperth.ca.
And Chris, anything to add?
No, I think that sums it up, Bob. I just want to thank you for having us on because it is an important topic, employment opportunities, both for the listeners as well as the employers are out there. So shining a light on this was great. Thank you.
No problem. And I really think it's important that people realize, especially in this day and age, like sometimes people are making career changes. Sometimes people are forced into making career changes. You know, I've been through that myself and it's not a fun situation, but what was so vital was finding out that resources are out there and so many people just don't realize that they're there. So Lisa, it was very good that you just made sure that people know this is a community resource. This isn't just for students at Algonquin. And if anybody is looking at making a change or is in need of a job, I would strongly, strongly suggest that they get in touch with you. So maybe Lisa, before we go, you can just give the contact information one more time.
Sure. So Community Employment Services, 40 Sunset Boulevard, Suite 102 in Perth. And you can also find us online at cesperth.ca.
Learn more about Algonquin College's Perth campus at their website. Chris, that is?
Well, actually, it's just algonquincollege.com/Perth. So if you want to, but I always just Google, talking about Google, I just Google Perth campus and that's how I get there myself. I always chuckle at that.
I always try to put you on the spot at least once.
I know.
Every time we talk.
Yeah.
And it's always something different. Chris, as always, a pleasure to speak with you. Very much enjoyed it, our conversations as we always do. And certainly, Lisa, I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Our guests today on In Focus, Dean of Algonquin College's Perth Campus, Chris Hand, and Lisa Benoit, Manager of Community Employment Services. I'm Bob Perreault. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe and have a wonderful afternoon.